Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, we're talking about making conscious decisions and how you are perfect in all of your ways and that there's nothing that you actually need to change about yourself. There's not another thing that you need to learn in order for you to get to the thing that you want. I'm going to talk about the power of making decisions. And this episode is not going to have any format because I really just want to share what's in my heart. I think we're on episode 99 of this podcast, and it almost feels like I blinked and things happened. I'm here all of a sudden with this business, and my life has completely changed. Where I live completely changed. My partner completely changed. My reality changed. My bank account changed. Everything changed, including my thoughts. And although it feels like I blinked and I got here to this place where we're running our YouTube channel. We almost have 100 episodes. We have built this business with such a loyal community. The truth about that is that it didn't happen in the blink of an eye. It happened every moment that I decided that I wasn't going to give up. It happened every moment I decided that I wasn't going to give up, that I had a dream worth pursuing. That against all of the shame and disbelief that I had within myself, that I really wanted to give myself a shot. I wanted to give myself a shot at love again. I wanted to give myself a shot at being a wealthy being. I wanted to give my shot at being an entrepreneur. We get to do all of those things. And when the pain of not doing that thing, is it bigger than anything else, you will quit. The pain of me thinking about stopping now and at any point was just too big for me to deal with. So I decided that I was going to do it even if I failed. I decided I was going to do it even if nobody purchased anything that I put out. I decided I was going to do it even if nobody read. That is what builds the grit. That is what builds the resilience. Humans, we have to stop setting ourselves up only to win. Matter of fact, set yourself up to fail the first year of business. Give yourself permission to not be in your perfection. Allow yourself to just show up just as you are. If this was love right now, you would not be trying to micromanage it because that's not how love happens. You have to fall into it. That's what they say, falling into love. You have to fall into every moment. You have to allow every moment to be. It's the same thing with your business. You have to fall in love with your business. You have to fall in love with the creation. You have to fall in love with parts that you think you suck at. It's okay. Give yourself an opportunity to suck for a moment because eventually you're going to pick up that bat and you're going to swing a home run. It will happen as long as you don't stop. So here's the story of who I am, and a little bit of a reintroduction to my work. I never sought out to be a business mentor. I wanted to share, and I still share, the power of yoga, meditation, mindfulness, the power of deciding to change your life, the power of healing. And I was doing that through teaching yoga. And before that, I was a TV producer for about 13 years. And my life sucked, humans. I mean, I thought it was good at the time. And it's one of those things like you don't know how bad it is until you have really good moments. And now I have just fucking excellent moments, juicy moments. Of course, there's difficulty. Of course, there's, you know, contraction. But I know that it's just meant to grow me. It doesn't make me fall apart in the ways that it used to. And during those moments, during that time, which was all the way up to my 30s, I was just getting by. I was just getting by in love. I was just getting by in my career. I was just getting by in my relationship, in everything, in friendship. Everything was just getting by. I was hanging on by a thread. And my life continued to be this way until one day it sucked so bad that all I wanted to do was change my reality. I remember those moments where I was like, I literally want to be another person. And I was scrolling on Instagram and I was on social media before I ever had a following. And I was watching happy people and I was like, what the freak is that? Like, how do I experience that type of joy, that type of satisfaction, that type of contentment? Like, what does somebody have to do to get that? And so a friend introduced me to yoga and I got so far and I definitely felt that I got closer to that. And as I worked my body, I started to realize I was releasing things that I didn't even know were in me. I was showing up to classes in a pool of sweat and just tears coming down my face. And I realized that I was holding on to so much grief, so much pain, so much resentment that I didn't even know existed. I did not even know I was aware that that was living in my body. Because you see, the body has memory. This thing is like a water bottle, you know? It just literally, unless you're cleaning out your water bottle, like you're still floating in the same water. And I was still floating in a lot of trauma water. I was floating in a lot of disbelief water. I was floating in, I don't believe in you enough water. And so one day, as I was working on my body, as I was doing the yoga, I realized it wasn't enough. My brain still kept thinking. My brain was on overdrive. And so I learned how to meditate. And this is a PSA to everybody. I want to be known for saying this because there's so much information, misinformation, that people think that meditation is not for everybody. That is a freaking complete lie. It is for every single type of person. It doesn't matter what kind of brain you have. It doesn't matter what color you have. You have a body, you have breath, you have a brain, and you can quiet it. The problem is that we've practiced overdrive. We've practiced overthinking. And that is what I believe we're actually truly suffering from. We've all been practicing overdrive. We've all been practicing nonstop, allowing ourselves to not take a break. And so as you continue to meditate, as you continue to quiet your brain, your mind, your channel will start to open. Again, available to everybody and anybody. This is not like available only to psychics. This is not you need to have a gift from God. This is your divine connection. You are tethered to that. There's no way that you can't have that connection. Matter of fact, it's always been with you. You just have to realize it's there. It's a muscle. Intuition is a muscle. So once I started to learn how to work through the body and I learned how to quiet the mind, that's when I started to work with my thoughts. And I actually started to learn the principles and the laws of manifestation, the law of polarity, the law of assumption. I started to realize if I assume that I am blank, then the universe has to give me blank. And nobody else has to believe it. Nobody in the whole entire world has to believe that but me. The law of assumption. You have to assume that in order for you to become that. The law of attraction, attracting your reality through your thoughts. And so I realized it's not my reality that I had to change. It's my thoughts that I had to change. My brain is not broken. My thoughts are just corrupted. And what would happen if I changed my thoughts? You see, everybody always obsesses and thinks about things not working out. What if I obsessed on things did work out? How would that change my life right now? What if I always thought that things were going to work out? That was a question I asked myself at that time. And guess what? That shit fucking works. That shit changes your life. It's crazy what happens when you actually, truly, from the perspective of embodiment, believe that things are always working out. And so that's how I assumed my life. And eventually, I got fired from my job as a TV producer. And that's an important part to the story. Although I quit being a TV producer, meaning I stopped taking TV jobs at a certain point, and I did go full time and all in my business, I had to get plucked out of that matrix. Because you see, it's hard. Some of us are not strong enough. I was not strong enough to leave because I was still that type of person that I needed to see it to believe it. I didn't think I had anything special. I never thought anybody wanted to freaking listen to me. Like, why would anybody want to listen to me? Who was I? I'm nobody special. I'm just like a regular person. I've not accomplished anything big. I'm not a writer. I'm not an author. Like, I'm just me. But it was in that moment that I realized that my life was not in alignment. And I knew it wasn't in alignment because I was not happy. Nothing in my life was making me happy. Not the things that I bought, not the person I was with, not the job that I had that, by the way, I freaking busted my ass for. And it was such a divine message from God showing me that my happiness is not out there. But that's all that I knew. And I really thought that like a cute pair of shoes and a nice BMW and a nice house would surely change things. But the fact is that it just doesn't. Because happiness is an inside job. Satisfaction is an inside job. You can have all the things outside and still be a miserable person. And I didn't even know it. I was drinking a lot, smoking cigarettes like a maniac. And I thought that was perfectly fine. Until one day I made a list of all of the things that I wanted to do. And I'll never forget. It was 50 things. I had bought a planner that year. And for the very first time, I wrote in it. And in the planner, the Law of Attraction planner, it asked me, what are 50 things that you want to do? In this month, in the next 3 months, in another year, and in another 3 years. And I was like, what? I can't even do this. I can't even think that far. But I sat with it and I wrote 50 things. One of them was to become a yoga teacher. Another one was to become vegan. Another one was to become a business owner. I wrote things I didn't even believe in, but that wasn't the point. I wrote it all down. And I took that list and I asked myself, how do I get here? And I took the first step. Moved out of my home, moved into a tiny home, did a lot of crying, did a lot of processing, ended up becoming a yoga teacher, ended up teaching full time. And one thing led to another. The more I actually felt better, the more I felt good, the more I felt like life was complete, even if I didn't have $1 million in the bank, even if I was alone, even if I was just crying like a sad girl in the pool, it was fine. It was fun because I wasn't running away from myself anymore. I'd stopped drinking alcohol. I'd stopped smoking cigarettes. I started eating healthy. I started watering the farm in the community I lived in. I started to talk to people, counsel people, share space. And that's all I did every day. And little by little, magic happened. People would come up to me and say, hey, I would love for you to teach me yoga privately. And I would say, yes. Another person would say, hey, can you teach at my school? And I'm going to pay you the couple of $1,000s. And I would say, yes. The building where I lived at said, hey, I would love for you to create an event here. I said, yes. 62 people came. New York one came. All these things happened without a plan. I'm not lucky. It happened because I was doing my assignment. I was following my bliss. I was following the momentum. I literally let go. There was no failure for me at that moment. And to be honest with you, there's still no failure for me today. Everything can close up tomorrow and it will still be a success. This part is the icing on the cake. So when I think about recording episode 100 next week, I'm so reminded of the version of me 4 years ago that would record this podcast in her car while it was super hot in New York, and I had to turn off my car so that there wouldn't be any noise in the background. And to me, done was better than perfect. I'm reminded of the part of me that decided there is no other way besides forward. I'm reminded of the version of me who activated resilience and just decided that it was going to work no matter whether or not I had evidence. I'm reminded of the version of me who just kept going even though nobody was watching. The version of me that would set up my tripod and take pictures on my lawn and look weird and creepy, but I wanted to post pictures about my journey. The version of me that had an idea to help people continue to tap into their inner guidance. And I put it online without ever knowing if it'll work or not. And nobody online really bought it. It was all my students. But I decided that was a win for me, and I still posted it. It was the first time I made $2,000. I'm reminded of the version of me that started to run retreats for $500, including your stay, including your vegan meals. And I had no money to pay anybody to teach, so I taught everything. Did the opening ceremony, taught yoga twice a day, went hiking with people. My wife taught classes. But the important part is that I was doing what I loved. And that was the point. I'm reminded of each and every moment that as I kept growing, I just kept taking all of my resources and I kept pouring it back in. And pouring it back in. And making it better. Not worrying about what I had in my bank account and how much I was going to keep and what was the profit. I didn't care. Honestly, I still don't care. I just pour back in. I think about all the ways that now I have the ability to create more free content, another YouTube channel, another way that people can get this information. Why? Because it's so fucking important to me. It's so important to me to be this version of myself. What is freedom? What is freedom? People think freedom is when you have money. People think freedom is locational freedom wherever you live. But wherever you go and how much money you have, you always take your mind and your thoughts with you. Freedom is being exactly where you are without needing more. That's freedom. You can have that no matter what is in your bank account. I was free before I started this business because I consciously decided that everything I was going to do moving forward was just going to work out. And if it didn't, it's all good. I'll have a good story and a good laugh about it. Because nothing's ever that freaking serious. I had gone through hell and back that to me, this feels like being on top of a mountain. This feels blissful. I feel blessed to wake up every single day and to talk to the most amazing freaking humans who are quite literally changing the damn world. I get to do that. But that's not how it started. I started with a $350 program that only 8 people got in. Only 8 people, the best 8 people. And I'm reminded of the version of me that as I started to run retreats, I remember I put a call out into the universe. And I said, universe, I'm ready for more. Show me how good it gets. What do I do next? I want to do more. I have more to share. Align me with the perfect person that'll take me there. And I was scrolling on Instagram and there she was. The person that was going to coach me for 1.5 years, which I didn't know was going to be a $20,000 investment that I didn't have. But I got in and I moved hell and high water to get in. And I'm not telling you to do that ever. I actually don't think it's that smart, but I believed in myself. And when I zero in on something that I want, the universe has to bend to my will. And so I paid for that first month on 2 credit cards. I remember 2 weeks later, I had to fly out to the mastermind retreat so that we can all meet each other. And I didn't even have enough to get there. But I didn't let it stop me. I found a way. I talked to my sister. She had enough flight miles. She sent them to me. And I was on a plane to LA. Right on time, sitting right there, exactly where I wanted, in position to receive. And that changed my whole life. That one decision. 30 days later, I created my first business program. People always ask me, so were you teaching business? No, I wasn't. I just decided that I know that I am good at this part because of my TV background, because I've sold million-dollar shows before, because of my branding experience, because I had this awakening and knew what people, specifically spiritual entrepreneurs, needed in order for them to step into their dharma, that I decided I was going to teach them what I had learned. What I had learned about running retreats, what I had learned about doing events, what I had learned about being in my community and forging relationships. I decided that I was going to make that work and put that in a course. Was I ready? No. But did I want to? Yeah. 3 months later, I filed for 2 trademarks. Even the lawyer that I spoke to was shocked. She's like, I've never had anybody come to me 6 months in business wanting to file a trademark. And I said to her, I just know it's going to work. Trademark launching without launching. I've discovered something that works. Trademark soulful currency method. I've discovered something that works. And I'm going to teach it to people. I've never waited for the evidence to show up in my life. I just always took the next step. And so as I record this, it's such a deep reflection, because so often we see everybody when they arrive, and rarely ever do we see those moments that get them there. And for me, there were so many moments. There were so many now moments that I had to push through. And there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's so obsessed with the soft life. Everybody's so obsessed with everything needing to be easy. But you know what? When you're healing, it's ugly. When you're changing your thought patterns, it's fucking hard. Do you know how hard it is to look at your bank account and know that you have nothing, but still truly believe that more is coming? That's hard. It takes work, but it's not impossible. That's where I discovered the quantum view. That's where I discovered that my reality is not only the one that's already materialized, that actually there is already an unmanifested reality that I can play with. And that's how it started. It started by taking the steps towards my desire. It started by holding the frequency of, it is going to work out no matter what. Those are the conversations that I was having with myself. I was allowing myself to just move from one thing to another intuitively. I wasn't placing timelines and deadlines and goals on my creation. I was making love to it. I was being with it. I was listening to myself. I was asking myself deep questions like, what do you want to do? What do you get to create? What do you get to leave behind? What is freaking important to you, girl? If today was the last day on earth, what is going to make you proud? And I decided, this is what's going to make me proud. Learning and sharing and learning and sharing. That's what I want my life to be. I want my life to just be a moving meditation. I want my life to just be real and honest. I don't want to play a role. I want to show up whenever I want to show up. And I want to do what I want when I want to do it. Actually, that's freedom to me. to do what I want when I want to do it. But here's the thing about following your purpose. And here's the thing about when you're in alignment. You're not going to want to fucking stop. You're not. And this is how I know I'm in alignment, when I want to do what I'm doing even more. Because you see, your body gets tired, but your spirit doesn't. That's why when you go to sleep, your spirit jumps around and goes to all different sorts of places and vortexes and planets and dimensions. It doesn't need sleep. It doesn't operate on that. Only your body needs sleep and fuel and food. When you're being fed by spirit, when you're being fed by something bigger, when you're being connected to the divine, you have that constant stream of energy and creativity. We're not suffering from lack of creativity. We're suffering from our channels being closed because we're too concerned about figuring out the right strategy to do X, Y, and Z, to hit our goal, to fall in love, to blow up our business or our channel. But none of it happens there. It all gets created with the conscious choice every single day that you're going to show up and that you're going to do what you're meant to do no matter what. You don't need the people to look. You don't need the comments. You don't need anything. You just need to do what you're supposed to do. And as you keep doing that, you then have more clarity over how you want to live your life and who you really are and what you're meant to create. And that will start to dictate your business. That will start to attract the love of your life. It's when we're in alignment. It's when we stop needing things in order for us to be happy. Everything is happening from the inside out. I'm reflecting on this moment, realizing, wow, I got to be that version of myself that flies first class now. I get to be that version of myself that drops 62K cash and buys a van to convert it. I get to be that version of myself. I would have never experienced any of this in my life if I wouldn't have decided every day that I was going to be the best version of myself and that I wasn't going to trip or play myself. That if I had a dream and I had a vision, that my only job was to hold that vision at its highest without adding doubt. Because you know what? The whole world's going to add doubt. Why do I need to jump on that bandwagon? If the whole world's going to doubt me, why don't I just allow my job to be, I'm just going to believe in you. I'm going to believe in myself so hard that it doesn't matter the approval of anybody else. What I create, guess what, is for me. What I create is so that I can look at that creation and say, I did that. I created that. I made that happen. And now I get to pass that along to somebody else. Now I get to break the ceiling on what's possible for my kids or for my immediate circle by stepping into holding the wealth of achieving $1 million in a business. I get to be the one to do that for myself. And I get to be the one that continues to show up every single day with that vision, with that mission, right at the altar of my heart. And humans, you got to find something so deep like that, that on the moments that you want to give up, you keep freaking going. And you don't stop. Because to me, the most painful thing that I can think about is being at the end of my life and looking back and being like, damn it, I wish I really would have believed in myself. Damn it, I wish I would have just put the thing out there. I wish I would have created the event. I wish I would have created the course. I wish I would have let that person love me. I wish I would have forgiven them. I already did that so much that in this part of my life, we're going all out. And those are the type of people that I attract, all out people. People that are here to change up their narrative. people who are tired of being tired, they're tired of being broke, they're tired of having enough, they're tired of that. And they're asking their highest self, their quantum self, to come through. They're asking their highest self to come through to show them a new reality, which, by the way, is just you. And how do you do it? Every single day. How? Practice. The more practice you get in, the more reps you get in, the better you get at it. The better you get at what? Believing in yourself. The better you get at trusting yourself. The better you get at understanding that everything is happening for your highest self. That's how it happens. It doesn't happen tomorrow. It happens now. So let me ask you something before I leave this episode. What are your spiritual commitments today? What do you get to do today? What do you get to promise yourself? I don't know about you, but I don't break promises to myself. I've had a lot of people let me down, but the one thing I refuse to do is let myself down. That's one thing I can control. So what's the thing that you're going to be able to commit to every single day for the next however long we're here? Because why the hell not? What else are you going to do? Isn't the goal to just be better than you were yesterday? So how do you do that today? Humans, this has been such a beautiful, expansive conversation. We are opening up our webinar called Sourced. If you want to join us, go to www.immelissaruiz.com/sourced. And that is a free training that's happening next week. If you are in a place where you are desiring to feel held in mentorship, Cosmic Genius is open. Send me a DM. We are going to be enrolling about 10 beautiful beings that get to be in my mentorship for 1 year. And get to go on retreat with me. And we're going to eat vegan food. We're going to practice yoga. We're going to practice meditation. And we're going to work on our soul business. I love you, humans. Go with peace. Go with God. Breathe.